الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I'm not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of keeping notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. Those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. Today's topic will be remembering Allah. One of the ayahs in the Quran, the verse of the Quran, said, "Dhikr Allah kathir," remember Allah much. And so I'm going to go over that today, some of the various hadith, or saying the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, about the importance of remembering Allah, supplicating to Allah, praying to Allah. And it's very important, the blessing you get for doing that. We spend all the time, 24 hours per day, doing all kinds of things. But at any time, do remember the one that created us, made us who we are, made our parents, made our mother, made our father, and then made us. And then we, in turn, had children. Many of us had children that an extension of us. And so we have to remember the one that created us, the one that blessed us. So that's what I want to talk about today, is remembering Allah. Dhikr Allah kathir. Remembering Allah much. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, the supplication in worship. Then he recited, and your Lord said, call upon me, I will respond to you. Verily, those who scorn my worship, they will surely enter hell humiliated. So Allah is telling us to call upon him, and he will respond to us. Don't be afraid to call on Allah. We may call on a lot of different things, a lot of different people, depend on a lot of people, but the one that can really help us in this world and the next will be Allah. On the day of resurrection, day of judgment, Allah will ask, like, where are your kings? Or he say to you as an individual, okay, go to the one you used to worship, you used to depend on, and see if they can help you on this day. Allah is the only one that can help you on the day of resurrection, on the day of judgment. There will come a time when what will be happening? There will come a time where only the shade of Allah will be the only shade that will be able to protect the people. And guys have seven people, I won't name them all, seven people be underneath the shade of Allah when there'll be no shade at all. And one of them will be a person that remembers Allah, a person who shed tears when they remember Allah. And we want to be amongst the people that can be underneath the shade, where be no other shade. And so remember Allah, you will be in a very good position, particularly under the shade of Allah, the protected shade of Allah. I also want to mention something else in reference to the same topic, which is remembering Allah. You have the time. Allah give you 24 hours in a day. Utilize it in a good way by remembering Allah. A man said, O messenger of Allah, indeed, the legislated acts of Islam have become too much for me. So inform me of a thing that I shall stick to. So he, may peace and blessings upon him, said, Let not your tongue cease to be moist that with the remembrance of Allah. It was hard for this man. So he said, you give me something that would be sort of ease for me, that I can inform me of a thing that would be a little bit easy for me to do, I would be able to stick to. And he said, you know, let your tongue be moist by remembrance of Allah. Sometimes the Muslim may remember Allah by saying 33 times, glory to Allah. 33 times we would say praise to Allah, and 34 or so times we may say, or 33 times we may say, Allah is the greatest, and there's no God but Allah. Or we may say, Allah hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, there's no strength or power except with Allah. And so we would say these kind of things in remembrance of Allah. And so my students keep this in mind in terms of remember Allah and all the blessings you get for remembering Allah. It is also mentioned by one of the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him. He said that the Prophet said, shall I not inform you of the best of your deeds and the purest of them with your master, meaning Allah, and the highest of them in your ranks? And what is better for you than spending gold and silver? And better for you than meeting your enemy and striking their necks, and they strike your necks? They said, of course. He said, the remembrance of Allah is most high. And so this is one of the things you all keep in mind. This is one of the great things to do, that is nothing that tops it, is remembering Allah. You remember Allah? Allah remembers you. And Allah knows best. You ask of Allah, and Allah grant you what you ask for. You come one step to Allah, Allah comes two steps towards you. And so I just want to remind my beautiful students about this particular thing. Also, one of the companions of the Prophet, he said that there is nothing that brings more salvation from the punishment of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. This is the greatest salvation a person can have. Allah bless you with 24 hours in a day and whatever amount of life that is given you. With all the different 24 hours in a day. I think that's what I said earlier. 24 hours in a day, Allah has given it to you and bless you with that. And Allah will ask you on the day of judgment. He will say, okay, I gave you youth. Okay, what do you do with it? I gave you health. What do you do with it? I gave you time. What do you do with it? So we have to explain to Allah what we did with our youth and with our good health and with being a youth and also in terms of our time. And did we spend out of 24 hours that we at least praise Allah at least once during the day, or thank Allah, remember Allah? And there's another hadith that playing the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and it mentions about the person that when a person that everything is going good for him, that kind of thing, okay, and then so you remember Allah. So those hard times come. When a hard time come, it sort of fills that void, if you will. Because what happens is that you pray to Allah, Allah, thank you for what you've given me. Thank you for the blessing you bestowed upon me. And so when your hard times come, you may not remember to do that, but I pray that you do remember Allah in good times and in bad times. Because you're thanking him for the blessing he's given to you, then during the good times, and asking him to help you through the rough times. Oh Allah, help me out of this situation that I'm in. Also, it was said, one of the companions, he mentioned that the Prophet Muhammad, the peace be upon him, that he said, and that one of the companions bear witness that Abu Huraira and also Abu Sayyid al-Khudri, that they bear witness from the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, and that he said, there is no group that remembers Allah except that the angels encompass them, meaning like surrounds them. Mercy covers them, and tranquility descends upon them, and Lowry members mention them before those who are with them. You remember Allah, Allah remember you, which I mentioned earlier. You're in a group, you all remember Allah, praising Allah, thanking Allah, and the angels surround you and ask Allah to cover the mercy and ask Allah to forgive you, give you all that are in that circle that are remembering Allah, and you worship Allah and thanking Allah. You're in class and you're thanking Allah, oh Allah, thank you for allowing me to be in this class and remember you in this particular class. And let me move on, my beautiful students. And that is, Muawiyah came out to the masjid, and said, "What has caused you to gather for this city? He said to the people, "We gather so that we may remember Allah." He said, "By Allah, nothing caused you to gather for this city except for that." He said, "By Allah, nothing caused us to gather for this sitting except for that." He said, "Indeed, I did not ask you out of suspicion, and there was no one in the position I was from the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, who narrates less hadith than him or than me in this particular situation." And so let me move on. "Indeed, the Messenger of Allah came out upon a circle of his companions and said, 'What has caused you to gather for this city?' They said, 'We have gathered for this city to remember Allah and praise him for his having guided us to Islam and having bestowed blessings upon us.' So he said, 'By Allah, nothing caused you to gather for this sitting except for that.' He said, 'Indeed, I did not ask you out of suspicion. Really, Jibril came to me and informed me that Allah boasts of you to the angels.'" This is such a beautiful thing, that just because you're sitting in this gathering, and people do this all the time. You have people that sometimes have Bible study. And this is what they would do. They would read the Bible and read various passages, and then they remember God that way. And then people, of course, are Muslim, they get in circles or get in classes, and then they talk about something going on in the Quran, or even go to memorize the whole of the Quran and remembering Allah. And so they get the blessings of remembering Allah. And there may be other groups or religious groups that do the same thing. And I won't name every religious group, but they do the same thing, remembering Allah, taking time out to remember Allah. Because you may be asked about, okay, I gave you so much time, what do you do with it? I gave you 20 years, I gave you 30 years, I gave you 70 years, 80 years, 90 years. What did you do with it? Although Allah already knows the answer and know what you did with your time, but he's asking you, okay, tell me, what did you do with the time? Somewhere within that 24 hours or the 80 years or whatever amount of time Allah has given you, that you're saying to Allah, you're saying, "Oh Allah, I praise you. Every day I praise you. Or once a month I praise you. Once a week I praise you, Allah. And ask and remember you, Allah. Dhikr Allah kathir. Remember Allah much. And I did this. I did not go a day without remembering you, a week without remembering you, a month without remembering you, at least a year without remembering Allah." So we should remember Allah much, because we want Allah to mention us amongst the angels that we are in a gathering, and remembering Allah, and the angels come and ask, "Oh Allah, bring your mercy upon this gathering of people." Also, it was narrated by Jabir, narrated that the Messenger of Allah, peace upon him, said, "There's none who utters a supplication except that Allah gives him what he asked, or prevents an evil from him that is equal to it." so long as he does not supplicate for something evil or the cutting of the ties of the wound. So this is something we can't do as Muslims, and you shouldn't do either, is that we're cutting the tie, we're going to cut the tie between ourselves and our family, or make supplication against our family or some other kind of evil, or against our own money. We don't want to, we don't want to do that. And so we want Allah to answer our supplication and prevent evil from coming towards us, or bad coming towards us. So we ask Allah. But also, I want to remind us that it mentioned by the Messenger of Allah, peace upon him, said, the best remembrance is there is none worthy of worship except Allah. Our praise is due to Allah. Alhamdulillah, this is the best supplication a person can say, which is La ilaha Allah, which there is none worthy of worship except Allah. And also, Alhamdulillah, which all praise is due to Allah. It was narrated by the prophet's wife, and she said that the Messenger of Allah, peace upon him, used to remember Allah and all of his affairs. And sometimes we remember Allah here and there, but wherever the prophet's affair is, according to his wife, he remember Allah, supplicating to Allah. Also, he mentioned that whenever the prophet, peace be upon him, would mention someone and supplicate for him, he will begin with himself. And it says, one of you will respond to, as long as he is not hasty, don't rush it, and I supplicate, and I'm not responding to. So don't supplicate and say, oh Allah, hurry up, why have you done this, or you complain about Allah and I give you what you asked for immediately, or right after you finish, or drop your hand down from praying and begging to Allah, okay, I'm ready for my life to change. Whatever I ask for, you're supposed to give it to me. It doesn't really work like that. And also, when a person supplicates, then they should supplicate for themselves. Ask for something for themselves first, and then ask for someone else. And the blessing about asking for someone else is that what happens is that when a person asks for something for someone else, then also the angel said, and same to you. Say, I say for my brother, I say, oh Allah, bless my brother with thus and so, or my sister with thus and so, or the individual with money, or with house, or a nice job. And then the angel said, and same to you. And may Allah bless you with the same thing, and with the money, and your companion, and a house, and a car, or whatever I'm praying for. And so this remembrance of Allah is a, I can go on and on, but I'm not going to do that. Remember, Allah is a very important thing. It has various aspects to it. I can't unpack all of it in remembrance of Allah, dhikr Allah kathir, but I'm just saying to my beautiful students to please remember Allah 24 hours after this particular episode is over, immediately. Thank Allah for just breathing, just being alive. Allah giving you, someone that's in a worse situation than you, then you thank Allah that you're not in their situation. And they say that the upper hand is better than the lower hand. The one that's giving is better than the one that is asking. A person, for example, they're praying to Allah, oh Allah, give me some shoes for my feet. But you might have a person that don't even have feet to put shoes on. So you have to understand your blessing. You can breathe. If you listen to me, more than likely, okay, you can breathe. And so, but there are some people that they can't breathe. They are not breathing. They're dead. So they don't hear what I'm saying, or don't have the blessing of breath. And you do. And so you breathe and thank Allah just for merely allowing you to breathe. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.